The rock band Radiohead announced today that it will release a new album next week, but not exactly the conventional way. Radiohead will release the album as a download via its website without a label, and fans can pay whatever they want, even nothing. NPR's Jacob Gantz reports.
As soon as Radiohead made its announcement, fans who went to the band's website found a message. Over a blurry, multicolored background, text reads, "Radiohead have made a record. So far, it is only available from this website." To pre-order the record, titled In Rainbows, fans can click a link, and this is what they get. A blank space where the price should be. Next to it, a question mark. Click on that, and you get a new page that reads, "It's up to you."
Not only have they sort of in one fell swoop gotten past the age-old distribution model of the record business, they've also completely overturned the pricing model of the record business.
Josh Tieringel is assistant managing editor of Time magazine, as well as its music critic. And yes, you can get the new Radiohead record for free if you want. A physical copy of the record on vinyl, compact disc, and digital download can be pre-ordered for delivery in December at a cost of £40. But a digital-only version of the record, available on October 10th, can be purchased for whatever price the buyer deems fit, which has just about everyone in the music industry abuzz.
Are you such a dreamer?
Each of Radiohead's last three albums debuted in Billboard's top three. Its last record, 2003's Hail to the Thief, sold over 300,000 copies in its first week. But after Radiohead's contract with EMI Capital expired, rumors abounded that the band would go it alone. For the most part, musicians themselves have never made much money on record sales. Most of it goes to the labels. So, says Josh Tieringel, artists like Radiohead and Prince, who gave his newest record away for free inside a British newspaper, are at the front of a new wave.
More and more bands are going to do this because they'll be able to, because it's easy, because you do keep more of your profits if you actually charge for the music, and you do generate more goodwill if you don't. So for the bands themselves, there's really no loss to be had here.
No loss for Radiohead, a much-beloved band with many fans who will probably pay for In Rainbows next week. That's not the case for the industry as a whole, where labels depend on their high-selling artists. Which means a few music executives must have woken up this morning feeling a little nervous.
The best band in the world is saying, you know what, we don't really need you, and we don't really want anything to do with you. It's easier for us to just go it on our own.
The members of Radiohead are downplaying the significance of this move. A representative for the band said they'd finished the album and just wanted to get the music to fans as quickly as possible. But in an industry that has seen sales decline sharply over the last year, the members of Radiohead might be the only ones taking this lightly. Jacob Gans, NPR News.